Welcome to another African Rhythms. Just got a little preview before we're going to go into our August 18th show tribute, a re-edit of my tribute to Aretha Franklin. So that's going to be coming up next. I'm David Love Jones, African Rhythms Radio like page on Facebook if you want to look it up. It started with Hiroshi Suzuki right here. Some great jazz fusion from 75 from Japan. Before that, Ensemble, Al Salam. But coming right up, in tribute to the great legend Aretha Franklin. Stick around, I'm going to be here right up till 9 p.m. Evening and welcome to another African Rhythms. My name is David Love Jones, and this today is the day after the passing of the great Aretha Franklin, August 16th, yesterday. And today, to start the show with, we're going to play in-depth tribute.
Yeah, that's where it is. Stone Baptist, baby. Boom. Now, if you happen to be a black American, ladies and gentlemen, you were raised with this kind of music, you see? And that old cliche about being born with it, that doesn't really apply. But the fact is that from the time you're about this high, if you're a black American, you go into a Baptist church and the good sisters playing the organ, and you start to swing with it. Now, to translate that into modern day, they call it soul music. It goes by many names. Funky music, down-home music, gut bucket. To me, when you speak of soul, well, it's being sung all over the world by millions of people of all races and all colors. But there's one lady here at home, we got her, who stands head and shoulders above all the rest. Because, very simply, she doesn't sing soul. She is soul. So it's my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to ask you to meet and greet the magnificent Aretha Franklin. There you go. Boom. Miss Aretha Franklin, ladies and gentlemen.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Found out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Sock it to me. Oh, wait, I can't stand it.
Speaking for a sweetheart. The band and myself, we didn't want much. We just wanted a little bit. But we got a whole lot from you tonight.
1962, I was crowned the Queen of Soul. With respect to maintaining my title as the Queen of Soul.
Gonna play some songs that maybe some of them that you won't be as familiar with, but we're gonna get really, really deep. And to start with, we're going to listen to a 14-year-old Aretha Franklin after we hear a comment from Aretha Franklin and her dad. This is an interview back from 1968.
Well, I started in the choir at my father's church, New Bethel Baptist Church. My father is a minister, and from the choir, I became a soloist along with the choir. And I left the church at times to travel with my father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, who has taken his program to many of the major auditoriums across the country, in fact, just about all of them.
There's one unique thing about gospel songs, they always sell. There's no date on them. It's a church type of singing, religious type of singing. It has a universal appeal because it says something that most people feel, and most people respond to it because of its uninhibited expression that most people feel. inherited that tradition, that religious culture.
He coached me a lot in singing, taking my time and working with the song, different things like that. And after traveling with him, I gained a lot of experience on the road with him. Then I decided I wanted to change fields, so I let him know. And he felt that this was what I wanted to do, then this is what I should do, and that he would help me as much as he could, and that he would help me as much as he could to get into the field of rhythm and blues and pop music.
the greatest ever improvised voice in soul music. We heard from Aretha at 14 years old, and that from 1974, towards the end of a mind-blowing, staggering reign of great hits, great album tracks. And that track, Oh Baby, just shows you how good an album track could be. Never a 45, but just completely in-depth, deep soul. And this is why Aretha Franklin is so loved around the world, and how her passing yesterday caused so much emotion. But we go back to 1970, and this was 3 or 4 years into her incredible stint at Atlantic Records, going down south and working with real musicians. And the South is about good songwriting and country music and other things. So she worked with some of the best, but it was quite different than her situation at Columbia, which was the early label she was on. But from I Never Loved a Man on, she just had a staggering run of hit singles. And this one from This Girl's in Love with You album was a 45. And I might want to add, too, that Call Me, as well as Oh Baby from the 1974 album, both of those tracks Aretha wrote herself. And this is a beautiful track that's been covered later by L.J. Reynolds, but Call Me is as deep as it gets. Later on, we're going to check out some Brazilian and soul and other stuff, but we've got our Aretha tribute.
When Aretha was having emotional problems or personal problems, it might be difficult to get her to commit to the studio.
Call Me is a perfect example, I think, of some of the feelings she was having. I think she may have cried during the lyric of that song, but she definitely had us crying.
You're taking me with you.
feeling, and it's also a matter of sound. A lot of times where the band was right, I felt I was wrong, or not giving or living my lyric enough. So we keep going over tapes until we're both, you know, together.
So you smile. When you smile, you know you got it.
Time to squeeze him with pen in hand, just completely in-depth, deep soul.
I'll play this phrase. Well, I'm not a jazz pianist, but I'll get as close to it as I can for you.
Nikki Giovanni, an incredible poet and writer from back then, made this beautiful spoken word poem about Aretha Franklin.
Cause nobody deals with Aretha, a mother with four children having to hit the road. They always say after she comes home, but nobody ever says what it's like to get on a plane for a three-week tour. The elation of the first couple of audiences, the good feeling of exchange, the running on the high you get from singing good and loud and long, telling the world what's on your mind. Then comes the eighth show on the sixth day, the beginning to smell like that plane or bus. The if you forget your toothbrush in one spot, you can't brush until the second show. The strangers pulling at you cause they love you, but you having no love to give back. The singing the same songs night after night, day after day. And if you read the gossip columns, the rumors that your husband is only after your fame. The wondering if your children will be glad to see you, and maybe the not caring if they are. The scheming to get out of just one show and go just one place where some dodo dookity-dook won't say, just sing one song, please. Nobody mentions how it feels to become a freak because you have talent, and how no one gives a damn how you feel, but only cares that Aretha Franklin is here. Like maybe that'll stop chickens from frying, eggs from being laid, or crackers from hating. And if you say you're lonely, or scared, or tired, how they always just say, aw, come off it. Or, did you see how they loved you? Did you see, huh, did you? Which most likely has nothing to do with you anyway. And I'm not saying Aretha shouldn't have talent, and I'm certainly not saying she should quit singing. But as much as I love her, I'd vote yes to her doing four concerts a year and staying home, are doing whatever she wants and making records, because it's a shame the way we're killing her. We eat up artists like there's going to be a famine at the end of those 3 minutes, when there are, in fact, an abundance of talents just waiting. Let's put some of the giants away for a while and deal with them like they have a life to lead. Aretha doesn't have to relive Billie Holiday's life, doesn't have to relive Donna Washington's death, but who's going to stop the pattern? She's more important than her music if they must be separated. And they should be separated when she has to pass out before anyone recognizes she needs a rest. And I say I need Aretha's music. She's undoubtedly the one person who put everyone on notice. She revived Johnny Ace and remembered Lil Green. Aretha sings I Say a Little Prayer, and Dion doesn't want to hear it anymore. Aretha sings Money Won't Change You, but James Brown can't sing Respect. The advent of Aretha pulled Ray Charles from Marlboro Country and back into the blues, made Nancy Wilson try one more time, forced Dion to make a choice. She opted for the movies, and Diana Ross had to get an Afro wig. Pushed every black singer into blackness and Negro entertainers into Negroness. You couldn't jive when she said, you make me feel. The Blazers had to reply, gotta let a man be a man. Aretha said, when my show was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. And Janis Joplin said, maybe. There has been no musician whom her very presence hasn't affected. When Humphrey wanted her to campaign, she said, a woman's only human. And he pressured James Brown. They removed Otis Redding because the combination was too strong. The Impressions had to say, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up. The black songs started coming from the singers on stage and the dancers in the streets. Aretha was the riot, was the leader. If she had said, come, let's do it, it would have been done. Temptations say, why don't we think about it, think about it, think about it.
She's been categorized as an R&B singer, which I think is totally unjustified and unfair. As Aretha sings the blues, she sings jazz, she sings pop, she obviously sings gospel. I think if given half a chance, she probably could sing opera if she wanted to. So she just fits in the world of music, you know, not to categorize her. We call it squalling. When Aretha reaches for a note to express a feeling, that is very typically gospel. When she does these wonderful runs that no one else does better than she does, that's typically gospel. So everything that she does, she still carries forth her gospel.
We heard from the 1979 album, Almighty Fire, and that stirring gospel track, More Than Just a Joy. Indeed, so many memories on African Rhythms. I played that for Mike back in the 90s on one of the classic shows, as well as Oh Baby. And I was always trying to dig and find those album tracks and those deeper moments. And I definitely concurred with other soul scholars around the world. thank you for my British roots and some of those fanzines and things, because people have got really, really deep into Aretha over the years. And of course, you're listening to African Rhythms here on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got a couple more Aretha songs, and then we're going to weave through the rest of the show, and we're going to end the show with a Columbia Aretha song, which is of great importance.
Let's all get together now and style a while with none other than the crown princess of soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, the Soul Train Gang and the Soul Train Line. What we wanna do is rock steady, baby.
An Aretha Franklin song.
And that's from 1967, the debut Atlantic album, which really put Aretha Franklin to number one and on the international map, because that was the album I Never Loved a Man was on, also our rousing tribute to Aretha Franklin. But we're going to now go to a favorite, the Jazz Liberators from France, here on African Rhythms.
Well, first I say, well,
good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to say welcome now to the Sounds in Soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome
to the beat.
And now, will you please welcome the recording artist,
the Jazz Liberators.
Roy Ayers and his incredible Ubiquity.
Got time to be tired. We got a long, long way to go.
Such a deep track. Lonnie Hall, originally with Sergio Mendez. But we've got something slightly more obscure next. Her name is Eunice Collins at the hotel.
At the hotel, getting motel.
What's your hurry,
I
baby?
Was there at the hotel, getting motel, treating me like. Hotel, getting motel, treating me like
your hurry,
I'm
baby.
For sale. At the hotel, getting motel, treating me like. Hotel, treating me like
your hurry,
I'm
baby.
For sale.
Beautifully made, low budget, soul music, but let's mix that up with some spiritual jazz. And that's a favorite of ours, Sadaka, originally from 82, Children of the Universe, here on African Rhythms.
Thank you.
but we're going to Brazil next, and Luiz Echa has the most amazing string arrangements.
Jesus Christ is my Lord.
I'll send that one out to my brother, Michael. That's Georgia Ben from Brazil, and brother. But now we've got something from Sly Stone. Haven't heard from him in a long time. That was a 45 Sly and Family Stone back in the 70s. But also going on in the late 70s was this mega obscure soul liberation gospel soul album. Ultimate gospel soul, I might add.
You can bear, he'll see you through. Oh yeah.
early 80s, Soul Liberation, Heavenly Places. And I'm going to send that one out to Bill and Carol out there. I hope you fine people enjoyed my Aretha set tonight. And indeed, here in African Rhythms, we're going to end with Aretha Franklin. We've got One Step Ahead, which is from the early years. It was just a 45. It wasn't even on an album except the best of. And it's just the most amazing song. It was sampled by Mos Def into Miss Fat Booty. That's strangely where I first heard it, because there wasn't that many of Aretha's tracks from the early Columbia years that I really revered that much. But it shows you there's some hidden gems there, and big up to the DJ that sampled and discovered this song. So I'm David Love Jones. I hope you've enjoyed my tribute to Aretha Franklin. And so until next time, I'm David Love Jones. You've been listening to African Rhythms Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. You can certainly podcast African Rhythms Radio there, as well as I have a like page on Facebook for African Rhythms Radio. So until next week, until next show, Skulls Hall Spoken Word Radio will be coming up at the top of the hour. But until next time, peace and love to you.
One step the head of heartbreak, one step the head of misery. One step is all I have to take backwards to be the same old fool for you I used to be. I'm only one step ahead of your arms, one kiss away from your sweet lips. I know I can't afford to stop for one moment, 'cause I'm just out of reach of your fingertips. Your keeps reminding me that it's too soon to forget you. It's too late to be free. Can't you see? I'm only one step ahead.
Passing of the great Aretha Franklin.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens